Hello there, this is Ava, your meme of edge play. Well, I'm feeling rather playful today. Honestly, whenever I sit down to record you something, it leaves me rather horny. I was thinking about the erotic impact that certain words or phrases can have on the submissive mind. For example, if I say kneel, I'm sure that your mind very quickly creates mental images of what that means to you. And your body begins to have reactions that are automatic, beyond your conscious control. It turns me on to know how easily I can stimulate, manipulate, and play with your physical reactions just by uttering a few simple words. What if I say bondage or pussy worship? What do you see in your imagination? What physical sensations do you begin to feel? Yes, words are a wonderful thing, a powerful thing, and I love using them to tease and torment submissive boys and girls. All it takes is your open mind that's focused on my voice. And amazing things begin to happen automatically. I was just looking at one of those BDSM interest checklists. Have you seen those? It's a checklist that allows people to check what fetishes may or may not interest them. Then you present it to your partner, and hopefully you're on the same page. I seemed fixated on a few words that seemed to push my buttons today. Let's see what effect they have on you, shall we? Edge play. Submission. Obedience. Power exchange. Orgasm control. I love that one. I just love the images and thoughts that phrase creates. I wonder if you already feel the spreading, erotic heat and tingle as your mind opens to my words. Shall we go on? Hand job. That sounds like fun. Would you like a hand job right now? I bet you would. Forced masturbation. Now that sounds like a lot more fun. I enjoy watching horny, obedient, submissive boys and girls masturbate on my command. You would masturbate right now if I told you to, wouldn't you? For now, just relax and let your submissive mind open to the sexy thoughts and images that cause you to fall into the seduction of my erotic hypnosis. What about if a dominant like myself programs their submissive to develop a compulsion to masturbate? I mean a real compulsion. Would you consider that forced masturbation? What if you are programmed to develop a craving to experience the pleasure of masturbation? Would that be forced? I don't think so. I think once you're conditioned to crave the submissive act of compulsive masturbation, you won't feel that it's forced at all. Except, of course, you'll soon force yourself.